and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat.
Enjoy our
And I just finished listening to, Big Rick. His throat is so bumpy. And he is going to China. How flipping cool is that? I am so envious. No, jealous. No. Which is, I'm trying to think. Envious is worse. I think Paul actually did a boo once upon a time telling the difference, explaining the difference. I think I'm both. You're going to China, for God's sake. You're traveling. How flipping cool is that? That's awesome. Yeah, I'd like to go, but listening to him, and I did see an article on CBS Morning, Sunday Morning, about China and how it was about movies and how the movie directors, you know, you couldn't, there were no monster movies, no horror movies over there, and there was something else that they couldn't have. Oh, they couldn't depict like the Japanese in a positive light. They had to, you know, depict them in a negative. And they were interviewing a lot of the younger Chinese directors and how Hollywood has to kind of bend the rules to, well, not bend the rules, but comply, you know, so their movies get played over there, kind of thing. And how the directors are, you know, trying to get around everything. And so, yeah, they don't allow a lot of stuff. So I was just, it's kind of scary to think about, you know, that there are places out there like that. And how everybody wants to come to the States. Blah, yeah. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side. We know that, right? Right. Yes. And I wanted to share this little piece of insignificant news, but I drive like 8 miles from the city in which I live to this village of less than, you know, 3,000 people to work. And, you know, there's cornfields. I think I've taken several pictures of, you know, cornfields on both sides of the highway. You can't see anything but corn. And recently, on my way to work, one of the cornfields had over $1 million worth of marijuana growing in it. And somebody was interviewed saying, how can you not know that you have marijuana growing in your cornfield? Because maybe the drug dealers paid the farmer to look direction. $1 million. And harvest season is coming up. So I'm thinking, you know, the big machines, the combines, I think, the ones where they, you know, big circular things that they cut all the corn down, because I know some fields are already completely gone. And oh my God, the fertilizer. And it's been so hot and humid lately that the smell is so bad that it actually like burns the inside of your nostrils. That's how bad it is. And I'm at work right now. Ooh. Oh, I like this song. I haven't heard this song in forever. Oh, I don't know why. I haven't heard this in a long time. Oh, and did everybody hear, you know, since October's coming up, did everybody hear the world's, I think, happiest song? I think it was, it's Queen's Don't Stop Me Now, ABBA's Dancing Queen. And there was another one that I can't remember offhand that were like the number one happiest or So I can't remember. You'll have to Google that shit. But, and I think Freddie Mercury was 70, I think his birthday was. And I am here at Corn Country. So, maybe I'll just keep you hanging around while I go and get into my vehicle so you can hear what it sounds like. Ooh, can I watch my shirt? Oh, I don't know. I don't have enough hands. Okay. So, quiet. Because I like to sneak in and not let anybody know I'm here.
By Swedish American, a division of UW Health. Trust the best.